Greetings, friends. Our theme for this Silent Sunday is the Beatitude taught by Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. We're living in a strange and troubled time in our world where divisions are enormous. And the need to respond to the earth's crisis is urgent, but we just keep skidding in one place, getting nowhere. Now, deepening inner restlessness drives us to buy more, do more, consume more, be more right, become more of a somebody. And all of this robs ourselves and others of the very thing we yearn for: simple peace, contentment, and belonging. And the time is upon us to learn what it means to be peacemakers. I find it fascinating that the three largest theistic religions all have peace as core themes and even as regular expressions of greeting. A regular Jewish greeting is Shabbat Aleichem, meaning peace unto you. And on every Friday evening, the greeting is Shabbat Shalom, meaning a good, peaceful Sabbath. Arabic-speaking Muslims have the regular greeting of Assalamu Alaikum, which means peace be upon you. And in Christianity, one of the names attributed to Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And part of the liturgy is to offer peace to one another. And yet these same theistic religions have been some of the most warring religions. So what does this peace mean that sort of rolls off the tongue too easily and has come to sound so empty and meaningless in our conflict-ridden, self-seeking and destructive human societies? When peace is spoken as mere words at a level of ordinary awareness of mind, it tends to come from a place in us that is conditional and conditioned. Our automatic reaction to unfamiliar otherness or to pressure or disturbance of some sort is to judge, rebuke, and resist in a frictional kind of way. And when peace is spoken from that level of consciousness, it is empty at best and can even be divisive, used as a way of kind of gathering our troops around us, circling the wagons, establishing our in-group identity and excluding the outsiders. But from a contemplative point of view, when peace is spoken from the level of the heart, what Jesus describes in the Beatitude just before this one as the pure in heart, the whole in heart, then this peace is not conditioned, therefore unconditional, inclusive of even our enemies, which is what Jesus goes on to teach about in this Matthew 5 and 6 discourse. And this peace emerges from the innermost sanctuary of Christ in us, where the Prince of Peace dwells within us, as our deepest selfhood. And so this vast, unconditional peace can radiate outward from the source within. As Saint Francis describes this, may we become channels of God's peace. And in this radiance of peace is the recognition that we are children of God, allowing the divine DNA of our truest, deepest selves, rooted in God, to manifest and flow into the world. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And this word peacemakers is really interesting. It means generators or cultivators of peace. And the only two times that they're used in the Christian scriptures is in the context of the Beatitudes in the Matthew and Luke Sermon on the Mount. And this means becoming cultivators of peace who can then offer it to others, passing it on to the world. And in John 14, Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." He goes on to say, "I do not give to you as the world gives." It's really interesting, the contrast that he's making here. And then he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." But it's so interesting, that line, "My peace I give to you." And then when Jesus sent out the 72 disciples, he said to them, "Say to the household that you arrive at, peace to this house." And he talks to them of giving their peace to whoever will receive it. And when we come to peace within ourselves, it becomes a gift that we can bestow on others. As children of God, we can become peacemakers, cultivators, and generators of peace into the world. And I love the word used in one of the dictionaries for this word peacemakers that's used here. They describe this as being pacific. I love that. Pacific. Obviously linked with pacifism. But I just love that sense of the gloriously oceanic sense of being a cultivator of peace. There's an abundance to this peace and a resting in the ocean of God's peace. Somehow it's all linked. And the more we offer it, the more there is to offer. So it's not like it's a limited resource that we're kind of spooning out. We allow this overflowing of abundance, of oceanic Pacific peace. And Etty Hillesum just continues to fascinate me, a Jewish mystic who really suffered during the Nazi regime. And she wrote from inside a concentration camp, "Ultimately, we have just one moral duty, to reclaim large areas of peace in ourselves, more and more peace, and to reflect it toward others. And the more peace there is in us, the more peace there will also be in our troubled world." The more peace there is in us, the more peace there will also be in our troubled world. And I'm convinced that the ripple effects of offering this kind of peace to the world will be beyond what we can imagine or see in our lifetime, because this will be carried by the wind of Ruach, Spirit of God, if this peace comes out as an outpouring from our heart with a true intention. So how do we live this, becoming cultivators and generators of peace? A generator, in scientific terminology, converts one form of energy into another, and it's an active process. And I just like that sense of what that tells us, that we can actively participate in transforming the frictional energy of conflict and division into peace. And this does not necessarily mean that we all have to join peace-building organizations or networks, although some of us are called to this really important work and can bring this to our troubled world in that way. But there's a daily invitation here to actively bring peace to every situation we find ourselves in. To come firstly to a place of peace within ourselves, rather than the brittle, resistant ball that we often find ourselves curled up in. But then further than that, to consciously offer this peace wherever we go. Thich Nhat Hanh wrote a book titled "Peace is Every Step." That's a great invitation. Peace is every step. And he wrote, "Peace is present right here and now, in ourselves and in everything we do and see. Every breath we take, every step we take, we can be filled with peace, joy, and serenity. The question is whether or not we are in touch with it. We need only to be awake, alive in the present moment." And then he went on to say, "If we are peaceful, if we are happy, we can smile and blossom like a flower, and everyone in our family, our entire society, will benefit from our peace." It's a beautiful image of what it means to be a peacemaker. We give off a kind of a perfume of peace from the full blossoming of what it means to be alive in the present moment, connected to the peace of being, the peace of God. And so I've just given a bit of thought to some ideas for how we can become peacemakers in our world. But this is an interesting area of inquiry for each of us, is to consider how we can do this. And I've put these as practices further down in this website for you to have a look at and work with. There's Etty Hillison points out, this begins with reclaiming peace within ourselves, large areas of peace. And this we do by regularly returning to abiding in God as our source of peace, allowing our own inner beings to attune to the oceanic peace of Christ. Abiding in this peace, allowing ourselves to become transformed by it, so that this peace more and more becomes stabilized within us. Otherwise, our words of peace are likely to be shallow and empty. They just won't ring true unless we've spent time resting and abiding and being transformed by the peace of God, the source of peace. And then you could end your regular silent prayer times with a few minutes of actively practicing this offering of peace to the world, using our out-breath as a symbol of offering our peace to the world as an overflow from the heart of God, the source of this oceanic peace. And I found it helpful to pray on the out-breath, "My peace I give to you." And the self-giving is such an important part of the process, echoing the self-giving attitude of Jesus, his kenosis, self-emptying. And as you go through your day, you could set an intention to be a peacemaker and notice the difference that this brings to your interactions. And even when walking from one place to another, we could walk in a way described by Thich Nhat Hanh, which he said is that we have to walk in a way that we can only print peace and serenity on the earth. And so work out how to do this, to walk in a way that you only print peace and serenity on the earth. And then whenever possible, and with every person you come across, no matter how insignificant they may seem, practice saying quietly to them from your heart, "Peace be upon you." And if you prefer, you could use words from other languages, such as Thula Sizwe, or Shalom, Salam, Vrede, Shanti, or however you want to express it in that moment to that person. And this doesn't have to be out loud. It's just this quiet emanation from your heart. Peace. Shalom. I find using different languages or expressions from other religions can help to build an inner bridge where divisions are so very entrenched in our world. And so the guided practice that I invite you to try after spending some time in quiet prayer, this morning is a variation on the Tonglen practice, where we'll use our breath as a way of praying peace into our troubled world.